we will get in the picture whereby we go to get the instruction from our minister, from the agency, or we will learn about a case pending against any officer through the media, or ourselves through our other means, we will come across a case that the police officer is condemning the people and then in this case. Therefore, they will realize that the shortcomings are the majority of the cases which are taken against the members of the police, the ICC will not be able to tell the houses how many cases are taken against them, except on those four complaints that have been issued. Now, there was a question as to why a police officer, I presume that why a police officer is a member of the ICC, is killing the jobs of three people at a time. This is an issue which we are hammering here, the issue of resources, human resources, lack of human resources. That is the only reason. I feel no other reason other than that. That is a very good across this island. More than 10 years ago, in any service, we expected to study about 500 days. But still today, we do not see half of that number. So that is lack of human resources. And people are threatened to the transition. There is also the question of the police officer will be short in 2 months. Again, the interest is that we all managed to investigate offenses committed by members of the party. We do not investigate offenses which have been committed against the members of the party. So it will be impossible for us to know the details of the story behind this police officer, unfortunately, very short. Again, the issue of the accidents, the three accidents which have occurred in the service and the fall of the police station. This one I will mention again. It's the question of the police are they bound to report this kind of incident that I already explained. They are not bound. Unless it comes across to us like the every now through the hour. Now that we are in position to know that there is this kind of thing which is going to happen, we are bound therefore to investigate and look at the matter. And we will be in a position to go to the process of this because this is the process of our patient through questions from the hour. What criteria do we use to deploy intent? Legislation, the way it is, and the process behind it is, if we employ people as permanent members, what we do, we do the vetting of that member to police carriers and purpose, particularly investigation, which is our line function. In investigation, which is our line function, which contains sensitive information, we do not employ itself. Therefore, we are sure that our information, or whatever other information, is in our position, it's not compromised. But as far as the intent we are using, we look at the components where we need hands. For example, in access management, data section, the SPM section, and finally, we look at young people who are unemployed, who are skilled, who have got diplomas or degrees. We also do take the short people who have got very talent. We do employ them to specific functions where we need them. For example, due to the Auditor General's recommendation earlier, previous year, the issue of asset management, whereby we have to tag all the furniture within the ICD, you realize that you don't need to have a degree to find it to do that. We do have great 12 people to authority to do the counting of the expenditure and the attachment of the specific unique number on our service. So therefore, there is no specific criteria which is in place, because this is not going to be the service as such. Answering the question from the honorable one, the issue of the soil free, I'll leave that to Mr. Brannan. That's one of the questions which have been asked recently, since the details of the question by the honorable Mutesi. The question is, what do we do to the work people in our offices in order to retain staff? Are there some implications which we do in order to retain people? The answer to that is yes. We do our best. We have got performance evaluation where people do qualify for performance grants or merit reward. Annually, we make sure that we do well. We for example, now that we are celebrating the 10th year celebration, we are going to reward those people who have stayed in the IT in a difficult situation or condition. People who have 10 years are going to be rewarded, and we make sure we extend it also to people who have required the service within our department. We are going to recognize this individual, rewarding them with the gift case, with some corporate gifts that we are going to watch and so forth. But we do our best indeed to recognize hard work for staff, particularly by giving them performance quality and rewarding them for money. There is a very good question for 2 years, other than us speaking about the challenges. One of the things that what are the milestones which ICD as an institution can tell the town what it is which we have done? Indeed, we have to say that we all know that we are coming from the past, which the police as an institution was used similarly to a great extent by the previous regime to further the operating policies within our cities. And the police were feared across by each and every individual citizen of this country. But after the new dissertation, after our democratic election, an institution such as the ICD was established, and it has thrived over the years under difficult circumstances of which you are all aware today. To change this perception, a certain among our people to look at the police as our friends, to look at the police as the people you can run to when you are in difficulty. And today, it's not an offense to be led as an individual, but indeed you can be proud when you call an individual, because you will be telling the people, the police, information which is important in eradication of crime. And this, indeed, if you look in the family, you cannot document how many of people of this country, unfortunately, have lost their lives in the end, and the police is clear. And the ICD function, as you saw, is what to deal with the police of today, that there is no room for such a case. And we are proud to say that there is a steep decrease in the number of deaths of people in the hands of the police. And one thing for sure, no one can take this away, that the ICD has played a tremendous role in reaching to that level. That is a great achievement. Taking into account that this institution is working on a tremendous level of resources. thought is amazing. But one will say this without doubt, that with the deposit we have this little, we are proud to see to make sure that we comply with the situation. To the satisfaction of Parliament and the Lord of our country. That is a remarkable achievement. But Honourable Secretary asked us what are the main problems which may be answering the total divide of our mandate. Indeed, ARPA will emphasize that it is the issue of financial resources is very important to have a decision of this nature, because the people who are waiting for the new indirected accordingly and equally, they must not be in a position whereby they get easily attracted and coached by other institutions, not alone with government institutions, but our people are also coached by private sector. Because people who work with the ICD, for example, after the work with us for a period of 2-3 years, they are getting also afraid. Because one individual, as we said, supposed to take a job of 3 people. So it means you are bound to learn as much as possible different fields in order to cope with the lack of human resources. Another survey in this level of human resources would like to be in all police stations, due station bodies, as it has been said. But as it has been presented, you find that there was only one minister who was running over 1,000 police stations, doing TPA bodies, selling sessions, and monitors. That is a very challenging job. And our people are trying to do that. Those are some of the things which I think a bit the people or department who are in the position to give advice to other departments so they will listen to us. Because we do approach and maintain the same form for the past 10 years. It's only that maybe those who are supposed to listen do not listen to us. But I'm glad that the Honourable Chairperson asked the question whereby, or improved the challenging question when he said that the high time that some committee or parliamentary portfolio committee sit down and ask themselves, as Parliament, where the ICD is needed in our dissertation. And if the answer is yes, therefore, you must open your eyes and have a faith in the institution. If indeed we need it, and I doubt if we don't need it, knowing the history of the past, our police has been late. So it's a question again, that the Commonwealth has been changing the unit to the ICD. I'll say we've got an anti-corruption command unit, which, as we've already said, is bound to double itself and our activity. We've got the people who are in the field, and we try our best not to lose them. Because these people, they are in a position to do undercover operations using sophisticated equipment of today. Therefore, it's more or less the same equipment and work which the intelligence needs to achieve. But remember, as we've already said, these are only 4 individuals, and they are based as a national office in Australia. So they work as a sort of delegation unit to all the provinces. Because they have no finance to establish this unit in But these are some of the theories, as we've already said, that would like to see the agencies and corruption commanding all of the leaders. We are hoping that in the near future, this will change in any way. Question by Honorable Hello. Who does the research in our department? We do have a small research unit, and they are always supplied with research. These are the people who also get us there, and they are falling under the leadership of Mr. Shazam. I think she also can tell us more in detail exactly what is transpiring, but what I can say is that we're able to come out with more than two research finally. As I was said, we had a workshop on the 28th of March, the research which we spoke about, which involved the people, where we realized that there is an increase of people dying in the police. We wanted to go to the bottom of it, what could be the causes thereof. We involved the staff, and as I always said, they were there, and they were impressed about what we said. We were just waiting for their inputs also to produce the final definition to the discussion there. And what are the questions you do other than just in GVA, we decided on to the money of the institution. The issue of that, why we are so much involved, is because the education is paying to monitor this. Together with the GVA, the education will be, we decide to confine ourselves within the fellowship of the fellow. There is another question about the issue of the after effects. I think we can already see the fearful scene. Can you make a post of the 10th year celebration, the ICD? Yes, one for sure, if we did a budget for this one. For now, we are saying that over a million, 7,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, that we fabricate. And that will come to involve adverts, media, clothes, t-shirts, and all of it. It's not only that we are going to keep the mind. Question from the Honorable Dr. Pamela. Well, what's the purpose of the sun reflection? And whether would you make some recommendation as far as people who are catching cancer to choose to take your therapy? That they can understand. And whether would you have power to make some inputs or recommendations to people who have cancer? The people of sun reflection, as we know, three ways possible that people can commit suicide. We know from the fact which we show here statistics to suicide. Some of the dead of people who have been apprehended by the police and are putting police there. Only to find that after, or the following day, or after whatever time they score into the infection, the police themselves, they find that the person is dead and then you have to stop there, either by using the steel bar, which the bar would bar the splash. So it's important to discuss this cell in order to make recommendations to the police that look, this window, the way it is secure, it seems that the person can use any area to commit suicide under the standard. We do need recommendation. And we also take it upon ourselves to find that the sewage system is leaking very the brother Jacob says, look out of the Bible and give me what is correct. So that was the first. And myself and my colleagues at Trump Management, we are trying to build this relationship now. To interact with the Trump Management, to have this relationship and think in order to better the relationship. That's the reason why, even if we are doing the report for the workshop, we make sure we invite them to the faculty so that we must be tired to better the relationships. What's the ratio which would be best for us to police the oversee for the service police to oversee them? I'm quite aware that the correct is about the first issue that about that issue, and I'll allow it to, let's say, challenge to keep it down that way. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The question is whether it is easy for us to keep back on the police, that issue of cars, maybe using their colleges for intelligence investigation and so forth. In an ideal situation, it will be best for our students, because we are an independent institution which is overseen. It will be better for us to have our own resources. Unfortunately, we don't. Therefore, hence we sometimes ask them to assist in some basic investigative training information and such, but we don't depend on them. We usually invite six other people to come and lecture our investigation officers. That is because we don't want to compromise the integrity of this institution. Indeed, the question of whether our growing as compared to the Parastate Police, we are not growing as well. That is a fact. But we, it's not our intention that we must be equal to the police, or we have, for example, the police. But a little bit of number of personnel in the ICT is needed. We are talking about the 535, which is in 1997. But we are still speaking, that one is obviously outdated also. It was 10 years ago. So if we were growing, it means that this 535, if today would be much more by 3 to over 1,000 in order to say that we are growing. Because we need to grow, if we need to. We are going to deliver on our mandate appropriately. The same, the issue of whether to recruit members of the family. Well, interestingly, because we're also in the international team, interacting with our international counterparts, we know that we both agree that it's not a thing for a boy to take someone from the police, a boy like this one. And we're delivering. Most of our investigation officers are recruiting. We're recruiting them to be in there. But unfortunately, this recruitment now is not on us as before. Why? Because the police, because of the resources we carry, we were talking about video. They are in a position to improve their salaries as of now. Compared to the salaries of the IMD personnel, entry level, they are not 1500. So it becomes difficult for us to push for it. Africa. There has been about 66 officials. Why are they such officials? Because of lack of the skills, or the case is not properly investigated, the one is the question. Well, that research has a volume, the what's transpired in Crohn's. It is that the Crohn's can only convict when the presiding officer is satisfied that the state has proven it came beyond the legal grounds. So by the legal grounds, what does that say? You may be making the medical name of a certain percent, whether it's 2% or 3%. If the percent of the thing is not beyond the standard we have expressed, we have set down the legislation, we may have seen. It does not necessarily mean that it is not investigation. So, it does not mean a conviction. So, these are damning cases in both certain stages. And we actually, ourselves as the investigation meeting, we will show that this is the watertight case. Only then should be handled by an independent new prosecutor in court, who face with advocates for the treatment they will receive out of the region. And we have one way wrong. And no, it's not me, the president will be in the other hand. Yes, it's clear that we do get cases of this nature. We dealt with, there was one case which caused us not saying that it was citation of it, but for the Solidarity Commission, this was a case which involved murder, and the police officer involved, unfortunately, that the police station had the opportunity to put in wrong country, fair country, in the community, and send it to the police lab. So, you find that the firearm which confiscated does not perform the result from the laboratory. Whether it is in firearm before or not. So that was discovered by the next few years. Those are some of the machines. The question of seeing as like the Wikipedia chapters which are pushing for decision. I fully agree that for people with marketing, I don't think why we should not be there in the police mission, and why they should be feared by the police to end the ICD framework and the people in our contact now. That is what we must do. It's what we fight for, and that is what I'm going to do in the talk with the self-management issue. The injuries which are sustained in police custody, which about 28% what kind of injuries have been, broken bones, and so forth. I agree here that we need to, we wish to have improved that on the decision in the future, because I am not supposed to be in a position to dictate all the injuries. When we say that this is what kind of media is in all the regions, then we tell you what you can. This is not sort of money, side by side of the road, but in the future we learn that when we present to the house, we elaborate on what we have. But this indeed includes such things as what is protected, people get caught, and armed, and so on. And the issue which has been suggested that we must focus on cases which address the rights in specific areas, such as the areas we take track. We will make sure that ultimately our focus on these areas will be by practice to make sure that we can understand the message and how we can keep it. Question from the honorable designer. Matt? What question? Yeah. Now, this is what is it's also another that the Greek or Macedonian practice are very yes, preceding with the test, we have already said our information that we must not be guided ways in which we must be known in all the corners of our country, we must be known in our area, of the internet area, and we have started taking advantage of the celebration of the 10th anniversary that we started marketing ourselves through the radio and media to resume the prospecting celebration. So far, we have to amplify this part to Tacoma and we are great. The other stakeholders which have been mentioned there, which said that we should talk about the CPF. I'm glad to say that the minister, or our minister, the political minister, has started to go after the issue of the CPF. About 2 weeks or so, or a week or so, we had a workshop in Pretoria where CPF were invited or advocates or also invited. And I fully agree about what the strategy of our minister is. And I said out very very well that we have to get involved with this structure. Fortunately, I'm now in a position to know that they are going to move their way from the political and they will be able to hold them provided by the municipality. It will be easier for us to meet that kind of control. Well, it also talks about the shock the law which could happen, whether the parliament needs to work on issues for the general law. See, this is a challenging issue. If a person would feel that they don't want to be in his bed, because I'm a man, but I'm a different now, I have to tell myself, you're a woman. You can't force myself involved in that situation. I think it's a challenge which maybe like now I know that politics in our court have established rules where trauma centers, people are too scared, specifically in your issue, which was not there in the past. If you wish to bring into our police force for us, it would be ideal to have part of the several steps for people of choice. Well, most of what he has said in the house, because I think this is what the right to be welcome, the issue that this needs to be looked at, the issue of the protection of the identity and the presence in the situation. And the issue is of the gateway way. We were also thinking that the police gathers are power differences and the rest of us. I don't think one way or thinking over there. And this is all complicated, so we will see. But it's the manner in which people behave when they're behind their services, which is a challenge. And you will see that also to have a slide when you spoke about the death as a result of police accident. These are some of the things where people are sleeping for no reason and they end up knocking the children in the after days. We do deal with such cases. Questions are from the young again, the issue of the social budget. I think Shepard will be here at the and the question is by the front of the field. Whether does the country have an tender fire or has the steel also be reversed also? And the question of how long the case of the fire and the case in Japan, which also now I am here. see it was the very important way from the Honorable Shepherd, way of the first seven inch shining in prophecy. As far as the issue of but the question is, would I be only dealing with that one only, direct, which other than just personally opposed? I'll take that for myself that we submit the report on what he has highlighted, our vision and what our position. But the important question is, what is said or has been said by incident questions about the necessary authenticity or the need to have the ICD in the Christian today. Other someone saying that it's not necessary to have the ICD today. That is a very solid and wanting question to come out from the individual who are supposed to be the guardian of democracy in the principle. I'm of the view, and we are of the view that I see, and I hope that this view is shared by most of the people who are from outside who would like South Africa to maintain and sustain democracy. That the ICD has got a very important role to play today, and there is a very important need to have an institution of confirmation. The first reason which made people inside this house today and those who are inside the house to come to this issue is that there has been established an oversight committee to oversee the police in this country. I think there were strong reasons why what compelled the people of that nation to stay this way to make sure that it puts in writing in the constitution of our country. It's because of what I say as the leaders of the past. And this was a cornerstone or piece of a piece of stone within our democracy, which we make sure that the foundation of our democracy also does not come to come. Because people have learned that it was the police who were used as an instrument of oppression. Not only oppression, but other people also use it as an instrument to satisfy their own personal needs and ambitions. We know that police in the past also can be used to eliminate people based on what people believe or based on what the senior individual would say this is what they believe. Therefore, the ICD today is still very relevant. It's not only playing a role within the borders of our country, but I'm glad to inform this honorable house that ICD is the secretariat of an international organization which is called ACCO, which is an African body which is overseeing the police within African countries who have subscribed to this notion of overseeing body. And we are participating internationally, not only in Africa, but also in foreign Europe. That's the reason why the CEO spoke about foreign trips, such as in Vancouver, such as visiting the ICPC in England, which is in England, in Europe, and the ICPC has just started to be fully functional, like us, only in 2004. And this ICPC was visited the ICPC offices in South Africa to learn how the ICPC is operating. And we are also, in June, invited the ICPC to also come and share what we are doing with ICD in Kenya as an international conference. Because all these countries, most of the African countries, look upon ICD in South Africa as the pioneer of this kind of an overseas role in order to strengthen democracy in our country or in Africa as a whole. This is a very important institution which I would strongly urge members of this honorable house and others to fight for his defense. creating these good intentions, this is the last one. So what we are doing here is a word which is perfectly connected by the whole family. So the one that we get, we just take all the people who are attracted by the family and other community. So that depends on how much we get. Every year we go to the roots of last year, we go to the money to make the establishment is available. But if we can say that we gave us money to cash, so it all depends on the visibility, on the need of our people, on coming and to the support, and also the resources. But what we do every year, more than we can call it, private institutions, ask money back, in case of the comments, in case of the receipts. So, we get something like very, very, very small. And I think it is that this year we got monthly fund, 70%. So that is unfortunately the case that we are going to be there. Unfortunately, we are not doing it. So it is difficult for me to say how much we take up to reach every position. Now the one question that I also want to pick up is the question that I'm going to say is the question of the I don't want to fill out what we hear in the head. What are we doing in terms of retaining our staff personnel? What is our business coming to pay? What are we doing? I don't know, to give you a pattern, we, as the engineers indicated, we have got a technology for our institution and the government instrument that we use. We want to improve the technology of our knowledge, we need a technology for our knowledge. As I indicated, we must be able to be where we're talking to the department and call it into the way of the airport. So we try to at least try to connect with people who have a colleague every year rather than in the month. We also have a master team in the department. We offer the master, so we're calling the government and the area. So that's one of the things that gets people in this is better their application. And also offer the police to qualify as better than the leader, sometimes in the past. And we realize this is one thing that has kept a number of them. And they put the ICD for the number of them were the police officers, and they put the ICD, they could take this money by car to the key. So we use the ICD, the government team, that was money for them. In this case, we have to get from Cordelia House, and we have to get from Cordelia House, and we also have to do the fishing. So we have got a number of information that we can do to continue with the ICD, and every year we get to go to the bridge, bring the information to society in the present state. That's one of the issues that was added. I think the one other question, there was another question by Parliament of the State, we are not saying what the questions are the members of the ICD was investigated yet? Chairperson, we have got people who have been sitting for the health department, because we call that the kind of national taking care of so we have got cases and not cases that are being used in the department. And that is why we also have this interview that we need to try and change them. Because I mean, our people here at the time, we don't have to. We don't have to do this while we are here. The one question by Ronald was not the only element for this.
think that for the food day, yeah, I do do what it is.
Thank you, Chairperson. There's just a few questions on the budget. I will start with Honourable Fielding's question. Is there extra budget for short form? And if you allow me, I think I explain to you how exactly the allocations are made to department. For example, we read last year, as Mr. Boyle in the media indicated, we went to the National Treasury requesting to open up 10 satellite offices. With every satellite office, 7 staff members. Okay, which will cost us approximately at that time when we budgeted $2.3 to $3 million per office. In total, we also wanted a marketing officer, a marketing group IT officer in every of the 9 provinces to assist our marketing, because this has been an answer from the portfolio committee already a year ago too, that we're not sufficiently marketing our office. So eventually we went with the 12 times 7 staff members, it's only 4, plus the 9 marketing officers, and then in the finance section, because of the qualified audit report, Chairperson, we also asked National Treasury to give us hands there to improve on our financial management and administration, and also to open up an asset management unit, because we sure does not have such a component. Eventually we went there with a request for 102 people, staff members, and an additional budget of more than 28 million. We came back eventually an allocation of 6 million was made to us. 3 million was for the satellite opening of satellite offices. Just over 3 million. Just around 1 million was given to us to upgrade the salary of our investigators. And just under 800,000 was given to us to appoint 3 staff members in the finance sector. So you can see that whilst we ask for a bigger budget, we do not get that. And now, Chairperson, the need has been identified by the various provincial managers and the responsibility managers in the national office. So what we now do is we go back to them, we give them that smaller allocation, we break that case down into small pieces for everyone, and we say, okay, where we keep your initial budget or initial plan in line with the structure. Go back now and address first the priorities so that you can do what you expect of us, number one, to obtain or attain rather the objectives that we set out in our structure. Now, Chairperson, as the year progresses, we have these vacancies as I mentioned to you, and that is where we have, as I call it, the savings or an understanding. And that is the only money we have extra that we can now use for those priorities that the provincial head has set aside. Okay, so that is what I'm trying to say, there is no extra budget coming forward. We use our savings for it. To come back to Mr. Leroux's question of are we up to date with the asset register? Yes and no, meaning we have not received staff members to appoint and open up an asset unit. But as the EDF indicated, we have started making use of interns to make sure that verify first check and verify all the assets in all the offices are now registered onto a written database, a computer database. The problem is now to have those information put onto the lower system, then you need specialized trained people, which we do not have at this stage. But we have progress, and I hope the AG will be satisfied with that. To come quickly to the chairperson's question, what has been done to rectify the issues identified by the AG's office? As I said several times, just trust me that to report that the space account has been cleared. So I'm sure the IG will congratulate me on that. In terms of the debtors, those debtors have been standing still for a long time. We did not have time to look at the debtors and try to get the money back for everybody. But we've got our money to appoint 3,000 members to compile a debtor section. But we're also getting the financially. We've also done much to get some of the data collected. You mentioned, for example, in the city of Ghana, we can't give the right of the day. We've just given you the data. And when I come back to the event, I'll be able to report to you what we've done to set in motion, getting as much money back as we can. Thank you, Chief.
What is the protocol number? But at the moment, we don't have funds because we're still going to send our presentation to the National Treasury, and then we will come up with a scale. When we were just at Costume Directory, we were looking at 1.6 million. But at the same time, that figure can be carried because it will depend on the number of colors that we will use in the best service. And again, we were also looking at having people who are very interested to look at the ordinary administration, but we're looking at people's got the experience, because we felt that if we can have a people's got experience, it would be easy for them to subtract the deadlock and to be able to unlock any previous regarding investigation. And we wanted those people also to be at least bilingual, so that if, say, somebody is not comfortable with English, then that particular individual who's calling will be able to use his own prepared language. So unfortunately, at this ceremony, I cannot give you any positive answer. Maybe when we've got something from the National Treasury, the Treasury can know whether we're going to implement it as soon as possible or not.
And then the other question was on the Honorable Moseki on misconduct. I think my colleague has put me here, but misconduct cases are both cases like robbery, bribery, theft, and corruption. And then coming to the issue of the domestic violence, looking in particular to the police, for this current financial year, which is from April 2007 and then March 2008, let me let sit down and actually identify the areas that we'd like to do research. Maybe what we just suggested to us would be one of the research topics that we look at. But I don't want to also add on, maybe I can combine this with the question in terms of, hey, who are the researchers? The research unit is a newly established unit, which was established in 2005. It's got only 4 staff members. What we've done previously, I think for 2005-2006, we conducted a full research. As my colleague was pointing out, in particular, I would just say that I'd like to report that the idea of the satellite offices came out of that research report, and the research was on customer satisfaction of ICD services. And then the recommendation of that research was that, hey, ICD unfortunately is unacceptable, it's even worse in the work area. Hence, we have to motivate to the national treasury that we really need to have satellite offices so that we can try to make our complaints helpful. And again, I mentioned the business process. The reason for that was because the research unit also looked at what was the cause of the deadlock of crime. Then after those recommendations, we were able to implement that process, the business process for COVID. But as that indicated that hey, we are going to look if it depends and what informs us to identify the areas of research, we are going to in most cases were informed by the statistics. Like a just indicated that we could just notice a high increase of domestic violence by the police officers. So it means that we have to do a rest, and we are hoping that we have enough resources so that we'll be able to do that research and be able to implement the recommendations. But the process is getting closer and closer. And then another question also, I just put Edward from the room. He wanted to know, I think that's something that we did in the country, but also he wanted to know that the these 10 years and the person that we're talking about, where are we going to put the money? Well, we've already budgeted for this. We've set aside 1.2 million, only expense and difference. We just set 1.2 million to do a fully service marketing of ICM. So we have some of the ideas that we've just shared with us. We've noted them, and we're going to make sure that we do implement them. But to see the content, we are not accessible, and in fact, not being accessible. Most people, they don't know about that. So we set up 1.2 for marketing ICM. We can also include the 10 years celebration and also doing the EMD goals and outreach programs and so forth. And then another concern was that we've made it myself as a state that said our services are extreme. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. However, trying to justify this problem, I don't think it's only to say for our programs to pay so much money. If you want to access our services, you know, because you can take part of the department, the department are going to be committed not to buy the letter. And then the third one was, why do we have statistics with our clients? Colleagues, I think we all agree with me that we don't want to do a wish hand to the police. And all of us want to assist the police so that all of us will have confidence to the police station. So we are aware that some of the children receive options to leave police with no choice, but to use force that is that in them. So we can then recommend that so that it is safe for all of us, we need to involve the police. So we didn't recommend that we fix cotton. So the reason why I was saying that these statistics and that we still need to be because the last portion of this January to March, we are still waiting for the police to say that gays were dated. So remember, in as much as they do SSC, but also the police for their own statistics. And I think this is kind of important for us, that our statistics, they talk to each other. So the statistics are with them, we are just waiting for them to verify, and then they will tell us whether what the choice in the media system and what the choice in our system. Because as my community has indicated, we also want to have a healthy relationship with the community. But I think my colleague will also add on that in this topic of the statistics, because we wait for the team.
The point that the agency has made is that in the verification process, that's something that's important for us to make it clear that there was some sort of disagreement between us and the police in terms of how the police said in police after the certain results that happened outside of the police resources. There is also the action which happened off duty. You know, it's been an ongoing debate between us and the police that they got that which is perpetrated by a member of the community, not necessarily a victim, but also being investigated by the ICD. But we are saying that the police member, police officials, and police officials throughout, whether it's on duty or not on duty, remains a police official, and in the eyes of member of the public, he's a police official. Therefore, you want even those investigations, those deaths which take place in a shooting, to give an example, or in any other place, where the criminal record involved, to be subjected to investigation by the ICD. So the ICD having the exclusive mandate to investigate these deaths, as opposed to, we need to include this particular incident in this. So that's one of the issues that has been sort of a barrier between us and the public. So hence this issue of verification. But also you find that there may be one or two cases in the foundation or during the hospital which may have fallen through the test that we may not have been, that may not have been reported to us. So during this verification process, we are then able to pick up to respond separately to your race, your level. I know I raised your level, that's not really. When I indicated that we dismissed some of the complaints because members do not follow us. Let me put it this way. We also started offering support of volunteer shelters, which depends on how we participate and how we dispose of the complaint. Now, during the customers before the complaint, and they would start with the investigation of the complaint. But in the process, a person would lose income for a variety of reasons. Others would come to us and say, I think I've got an answer. Whatever that was there, and it was not necessarily, it's a misconduct. I was saying to you by company. And the company was to the idea of it, and that's my case now, being the bottom dog. I don't have a problem, so I'm not knowing the complaint that I made with the question. But others would not have the difficulty to do that, unfortunately. They would just simply sit home, and despite the biggest letter, nothing was right. Because in terms of give them feedback on a monthly basis in terms of the stage or the status of the investigation. You write to them, or even you ask for their information, and they don't respond. And we do all those concerted efforts. You cannot say to them, meta, open for really indefinitely. And it is for that reason that we say that other offices, those instances, will then review the meta, will then put the meta in the however, should this particular complaint come back and say, hey, I want to remove it, and it could have been that the person has relocated and from there, from where, from the address that they've given us originally. And they were not able to make contact because of the fact that letters are going to the wrong address. So once they remember that, by the way, they have relocated and they come to the ICB, that letter can be taken from contact and broken. So, I just wanted to clarify that point. We really are trying to, spend money and money. In respect of, I think there was a question of satellite, what informs satellite, where it's supposed to be. That process we involved in the provincial area to say, identify for us which are the areas where we feel that it's important. And it was for that reason that that process was sort of improved. And I can indicate that 22 satellite offices were identified across the country. I think the provinces with the least number of satellites in Kaohsiung and Northern Cape, which have only identified 2 satellite offices. For instance, Kaohsiung is Pretoria, because by the nature of the province, although it is very big geographical, but in terms of population, both the population and the country, it's very, very huge. But so we need to make sure that we give access to those people in the Pretoria area, the Shambu, Mamelodi, access. We cannot refer them to Dobe, which is where the provincial office is situated. While they see a building that the town office is in the ICT, they see that office as a place where they can get access. So it's important for us to have the data right there. And for the people in the valley, we thought that the train has not been a real place for us to use the current thing. And in respect of Northern Cape, for instance, we identify Springbok and Upington as being the third block. And also that the medal was Madame Fassel initiated area. The satellite office is initially being staffed by a system of 7 people. And they will be able to respond to notifications of death within those particular areas. But again, in the same situation where traveling from that area would be for, say, 200 kilometers, which is, I think, reasonable for the time being. Perhaps, as we go forward, we may need to make changes again and we may have to look at this condition. And that's the difficult situation in terms of the other provinces, which have been identified about 3 satellites. There was a question about allegations were those of magnified arms and so forth. And we are still focusing to say that that is the creation of conduct at this stage. The first stage, which took about 3 or 4 months, came up with the recommendations which were sort of choice. Because we found that there is really a mechanism which would assist the Metro Police to be able to track down the firearms that are there, which ones are missing, if ever a firearm has been discussed. And those are the things that we made recommendations for, to come up with registers to say when to do the following every morning. This is what has to be done. To take such this member of the Metro Police. And they are still concerned of the firearm which was given to them by the Metro Police, by the authorities, and that the cut of the we can issue to them as still intact. Or if in case where they have not been used, they can account to the fact that this bullet was discharged under this circumstances and so forth. And the next phase involved an investigation of serious misconduct. And it was simply a breach, even for the part of some of the recommendations of the government, which led to purchases of rounds of ammunition, which in fact they did not even have those kind of firearms within, not being used in that element of police. So that investigation is at a very, very advanced stage. And the final one relates to almost 20, I cannot recall the number of 10, the number of firearms which were taken to one of the dealers of firearms. And because it was alleged that firearms are no more usable. But the procedure to write all those firearms was not funded. And we had then to go and get a warrant of a certain senior warrant to go and get those firearms from that particular dealer. And then to validate it for them to be tested, to indeed prove whether the individual firearms cannot be utilized or not. But it is a process which we are waiting to get the outcome. I think basically the last issue that we have by the
Thank you very much,
Commander
Tower. Without any waste of time, colleagues, I have a technical hope that you do want to be in society. But I know, I have been close to you, the question is new time is coming, which is a new relationship. On that note, I don't want to question, I ask you to let your last word, let me show you, in 60 seconds. Honorable Chair and members of the committee, it is a great honor for us to present some of the items before you to present to you our presentation. We thank you very much for your input and our guidance on what we expect in the second of all. And when we go, we'll make sure that we implement what you recommend. The future when we come back, I hope the comments that there will be improvement for what you have said today. And I appreciate that my colleagues and I thank you for very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, and on behalf of the comments, the noble and say I will say it for work day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.